Innovation Award winner of the PHP site, Kiwan, is here, and I would like to thank him for accepting to participate in this interview. Every year, when we announce the Innovation Award winners, we try to interview the winner to know a little more about him. Hello, Ki, how are you doing?
Hello, Manuel. Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Okay, first, congratulations for your Innovation Award. It was well deserved. This year, you ranked very well above other contestants. Let me even show here the final rankings of the award. Let's see. Okay, I'm sharing the screen here. So as you may see here, you, Kiwan, from France, with 9 packages and 48 points, were the first place, well ahead of the second place, Wap Morgan from Russian with 3 packages and 25 points, Horizon Prince, 3 packages and 24 points, Puya Sabramuz from Iran with 2 packages and 22 points, Jacob Fogg, 3 packages and 22 points. Then, actually, Jacob Fogg is from the United States. Patrick José Luis Lasso with 2 packages and 20 points, he's from Spain. Ettore Moretti with 2 packages and 19 points, is from Italy. And then Andwitz Jordan Mamolejo from Spain with 3 packages and 16 points. Everton De Rosa with 2 packages and 14 points from Brazil. Rochak Chauhan, 2 packages and 14 points. Well, there were other people that participated, but these are only the top 10 in the final ranking. And apart from the individual ranking, there was also a championship by country, on which this year the winner is Italy with 10 packages and 75 points, followed by Iran and 7 packages, 65 points. Iran was very close, did not win, but was very close. And then France with 12 packages and 58 points, United States 8 packages and 54 points, Spain 8 packages and 47 points, Brazil 9 packages and 46 points, Russia with 5 packages and 39 points, India with 5 packages and 31 points, Germany 4 packages and 17 points, and then the United Kingdom with 3 packages and 17 points. Well, this is very very interesting year for the Innovation Award, because many participants participated this year, more than in the previous years. And what I think it was mainly motivated for the Innovation Award competition by countries. So more people from different countries participated, and for that they are going to win first the elephant. As you may see here, I'm not going to pick it because I may throw down all these trophies. These trophies are for the winners. So in the front you have here the trophy for Kiwan. Kiwan, you will get this trophy by postal mail soon, but consider it as I'm delivering it you personally now. Okay, accept this trophy. As you may see, there is your name here, and the year, and the Innovation Award winner for the PHP classes. So congratulations. All the other trophies are each one for one of the authors, the nominated authors of the Innovation Award for by country. Are from the winning country, which is Italy. So in this case, this one is for Enrico Analo from Team Italy, his country, and he is a championship by country. I don't know if in the recording it will be very readable, but because sometimes Google Hangouts degrades the quality of the video. But I hope all people will get them soon. There are some of these winners that did not. I tried to contact them so they can give them their addresses. They will get a trophy, and also each one will get their own elephant. So congratulations to all of you. These are symbolic prizes, of course. This is a friendly competition. It's just to provide some recognition to the winners. So let's just review very quickly the names of the winners by country. Let me share the screen here. And the winners by country from Italy, Horacio Prince ranked third with 24 points. Ettore Moretti ranked 7 with 19 points. Then Michele Locati in 13th with 10 points. Luca Pacciarotta, 8 points, he ranked 24th. Then 26th, Henry Garnell from Italy, 7 points. Then Michele Andreoli with 4 points, ranked in 58. And then an author that is calls himself J-Star, 88, obviously this is not his real name, and he had 3 points. So moving on with this interview, we are here to know more about Kiyo Wang. Can you tell a bit more about yourself? Where did you come from? Where do you live? And what do you do?
Yes, I was born in Belgium, Europe. And I lived in Germany and in France. And for living, I do programming, web development.
Well, of course, I suppose you program in PHP, right? Or you program also in other languages?
I sometimes in JavaScript, but PHP is mostly my
Okay, that's great, and certainly that motivated you to share some of your work. Most of it was considered innovative. I noticed that many of your packages are somehow related with the geography applications. I don't know if it is your favorite subject or something that you have been doing a lot in your work, right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay, so can you talk a bit briefly about each one of your nominated packages? It would be interesting if you could. I'll share the screen here, and you'll keep talking about each one of them. So, because it would be easier. I don't know if you are familiar with sharing the screen. And okay, let's. It's easy to search. Okay, let me share the screen here again. Okay, first you have a package named PHP Weighted Voronoi diagram, right?
Yes.
It says it's to render an additively weighted Voronoi diagram. I bet most people don't even have an idea what is a Voronoi diagram. Can you tell a bit what is that? Is that something related with geography too?
Yes, the Voronoi diagram is a dual of the Delaunay triangulation, and it's useful to find the minimum spanning tree of.
So that's probably to compute optimize the route, no?
Yes, it's for route. Yes, it's for route. Basically, you use it for if you have, for example, electricity or water pipelines or oil pipelines, and you have a city, and you need to find the shortest points where you reach every point, every shortest route where you reach every point. You use these diagrams to compute, and there are some. There are some variations of this with weights and costs and so on.
Okay, that's a bit advanced. Most people probably don't understand much about that, but I'm sure it is useful for people working on those areas. So another interesting package that you written is the PHP RLE compression algorithm. This is for compressing data. It's a relatively simple algorithm, but there was no implementation on the site, at least in pure PHP. Can you talk a bit more about it?
This was an interview question, and I have done the programming I was proud of it, and I thought that it may be useful for your site.
But it was not really an advanced topic. It was more somebody asked you to solve some problem, and you use this class, right?
Yeah. Somebody asked for an interview, for a job interview.
Right.
Somebody asked me for a job interview to do this, and I have done this, and so. And this it wasn't in the PHP class side, so I thought maybe it's useful.
Okay. So another package is this PHP sweepstakes. It is for calculating days of periodic event, like you given a specification and that it calculates the day, the period cycle. But this, although it's not really innovative by itself, there was a detail that you made it consider holidays that were that may happen in certain days, right?
Yeah. This is a special one. I have made it for a client, and I thought it wasn't. It is useful too for other people, and so because it was quite difficult. It also computes the duration. It's not simply one day, but you can use it for appointment with many days.
Oh, I see. That's interesting because that happens with some kinds of events. So
yeah, it's not the same like the others. There is a Linux application. I forgot it.
I mean, cron or something.
Cron. There is only some special version of cron that can do the same. It's quite difficult to make this this also with cron, because cron only have a one day appointment. You know, it repeats it, but only for one day. But here you can say the appointment, also the length of the appointment.
Yeah, so that makes the algorithm more complicated.
Yeah, that makes it more complicated, far more complicated. Okay.
So the next one is PHP vehicle routing problem. So it computes routes of trucks delivering clients to order as well. This is not exactly a new problem. There are a few other solutions for that. But in this case, your class implements an alternative that is very accurate, as it computes the Euclidean distance between client sites. What is this Euclidean distance that makes your class stand out?
Yeah, I think the the fact that it's used the Euclidean distance. It makes it better, and also I use some special algorithm algorithm to make it really fast, and the results are very accurate. This is something I make for a client too, and it was a lot of work. It's a big problem, and it is a big problem, and it was a lot of work too. There are different approaches.
Okay, so moving on with the next class, which the nearest neighbor, which is a class that can find the nearest neighbor of a set of location points. So you have a start point, and then you need to see which neighbor is the closest, right?
Yeah. Actually, this is a class for the car nearest neighbor problem, because you can it's like a grid. You can choose what grid you want in this.
Okay.
For the nearest neighbor.
Yes. So many classes for geographical related purposes. And then there is another one, which is the PHP Mercator projection, which to render coordinates with the Mercator projection. What is this Mercator projection for those that are not familiar with this type of problem?
Well, this is one of the most simple way to view the Earth.
Yeah.
At a two-dimensional map.
Oh, I see. So you project points in the way that they can be viewed as if they are in perspective for the user, right?
Yeah, that you can use it as a map, as a two-dimensional map.
So it calculates the coordinates of the points on a one map to a two-dimensional image.
Yeah, from three-dimensional. Yeah. From three-dimensional, it projects. Two-dimensional, and this is the most simple and the most common.
And the next one is PHP CPU frequent tuner. This one is a bit different. It can calculate approximate frequency of an AMD CPU. This is a bit different. Oh, what is this class for?
Yeah, this is this personal thing of me, because I make a lot with my PC, and I needed some way to make it faster.
Yeah, so overclock the CPU. So
yeah, overclock this and so on.
So it performs some calculations for AMD CPUs.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is iShing. I'm not sure if this is the right way to pronounce it. It generates fortune telling with the book of changes. So this is probably something oriental. Most people probably are not aware. Can you explain what is this, the book of changes and fortune telling?
Yeah, this is a bit long story, but people told me that the Chinese invent the binary system, and because this book is very old, it's 4,000 years old, and they used the symbols that looks a bit like a binary system, and so I was interested in this, and I calculated all the possibilities, and basically what in this class there are all possibilities of this binary system. I don't know if
it's a bit abstract because for those that are not familiar with the topic, that's a bit vague. But I understand that fortune telling is to tell something to the person what will be his life, right?
Yeah. It's used for fortune telling, but the mathematics around behind it looks like it was a binary system from the Chinese. That's all I can say. I don't know.
It's true, still a bit abstract, but that's okay. And with this was I think the last one. So congratulations once again for your great classes. They are very interesting, very unusual topics, and probably one of the reasons they are considered innovative. And now I'd like just to tell me a bit of which classes of other nominated authors did you like? Any one that you remember that was interesting, and it was not from you, of course?
In this year?
Yes.
I cannot remember to use something, but there was.
No, not necessarily you have used, but some other class of other authors that you have seen and looked interesting.
I was very busy to make my classes to finish for your site. I don't think I remember.
Any other classes?
Some classes which are really outstanding.
Yes, that's okay. There are many other outstanding classes. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about them. I understand that you may not remember about any other because, as I said, we're busy. sending like 9 classes, practically all months to send the new classes.
Yeah,
only a few, for some reason, were not considered innovative, but many others were, and that's great. Other than that, do you plan to send more innovative classes soon to the site, or what are your plans? It seems that you have been enjoying participating in this innovation award.
I enjoy much this
participate.
And I like also to program and the site and the community, and I see also that the others make an effort to make classes and so, and in general I like this.
Yes, so I hope that we can see more innovative classes from you and other authors soon. And one question also that I have is, did your classes help you do better your job? I mean, I understand that actually you already mentioned something like some classes were part of your job, right?
I have some contacts but well, it's not so far that we are doing something together.
Yeah.
But
so some classes you've developed to attend some. Satisfy some a necessity from a customer, right?
Yeah, I have some clients that looking for me, but it's not so far that there is some real projects.
No, I meant in the past, some of the classes that were nominated, you used in projects.
Some of the I use in projects. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you think this innovation award will help you getting better opportunities, or you are not sure? I understand you are in Europe, and sometimes in some places the circumstances are not as good as used to be, right?
Yes, I don't know. I hope so that it make it better. I mean, maybe I need to learn more or something. I don't know. Of course, it makes me a better programmer to show them my skills and so on. And if there are some if I win something, it's make me good. It's make me feel good. It's
right. So if there are any companies, anybody listening to this interview that would be interested to hire you, maybe that you can use your classes to help in their projects, how can they contact you to hire you? How do you prefer to be contacted?
Well, they can contact me through PHP classes.
Do you want to leave? Do you want to leave an email address, maybe?
And yes, my mail address is in my code also, and it's info g1.de
and, okay.
And info at phpdev.devpet.de.
Yeah. Okay, I think. Well, this will be left on the interview article that will be posted soon, and whoever is interested to hire you should be able to find you through those addresses that you mentioned. And this is practically reached the end of this interview. I'd like to thank you again. For your participation, congratulations for your award, and you'll get your prizes soon via postal mail. And I was just wondering if is there any other thing, any other comment that you'd like to say that you did not have any opportunity. Anything else you'd like to say?
No. Keep the spirit.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your participation, and that is all for now. Bye.
Okay, bye.